You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam,
Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Training Time. My name is Jeff. I host my own show called Lean In with Jeff. So if you guys are interested in listening to movie reviews or interviews with different people in different professions, I am more than welcome to bring in people or come and listen. It's a very fun show. Today for Training Time, we have around 5 people in the studio, which is a lot of people, and a lot of people means more fun. So we have around 10 or so minutes to do the show, but before we do that, I will turn on some ads, some PSAs, and come back. So here we go, guys.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both. Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their 2 locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting. Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Autumn Waste is back in season. Join the celebration on October 21st from 6 o'clock at Jackson's General. Or catch the live broadcast on CITR 101.9 FM. Jam up to tunes from Doozy, Anteater Eaters, Fool, Boy Motor, Ness Nuss, Sunny Daydream, and Mariella. See you there.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you out.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Again, my name is Jeff, and welcome to Training Time. Before we get started, I hope everyone is having a wonderful start of the day. And I guess we can start off with introducing my fellow guests. Would you like to start?
Yes. Hi, I'm Jomar, and I like music.
Great. I like music, too.
Hi, everyone. My name's Shaima, and I'm rocking.
I'm Jerome, and I'm also rocking.
Cool.
My name is Wenwen, and I'm feeling pretty rocky, too.
What's up, you guys? My name's Nina.
Awesome. Nice to meet you guys. This is always a fun time for me to train people on how to use the board. I remember a year and a half ago when I was here for the first time and how it felt, and it was really cool. Okay, since we are not flexible with time, I guess I'll start off with, can you guys give me a brief description on what you did during the summer and try it to be like the highlight of your summer? Same order, I guess, we'll go through.
Yeah, when my dad was away for 8 months in the Philippines, it was just my mom and I, and so what we decided to do was have as many adventures as we could before my dad got back and see if he noticed anything or anything like that. So we went on a ton of road trips all over BC and down to the States.
Well, as I said, I'm Moroccan, so I spend the summer there. I've been to Marrakesh. The coolest thing I did is having a breakfast in a hot air balloon, and I saw the Yves Saint Laurent Museum.
I had a very hectic summer. I was working two jobs, one in a wine bar and another one in a coffee shop. It was a lot of interactions with people, a bit too much, but other than that, it was great.
Nice. I was on exchange the previous semester, so my summer I stayed a little longer in Europe and took the train around to visit as many places as possible because it was my first time there.
I worked at a pizza restaurant, so I ate a lot of free pizza.
That's always great. I actually work at a restaurant too, and the best thing is that you get free food.
Oh my god, the staff meals are life changing.
They are so good. Mm-hmm. And because I work at a buffet,
drop the name.
Yeah, I work at Seoul Grill House, which is a Korean barbecue place in Surrey. The thing is, you get tired of the food in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and I've been working there for 2 years. So that's always exciting. Okay, so we'll get through some would you rather questions that I created for my guests all the time. We'll get through maybe a couple of them. Instead of kind of answering it in order, you guys can just answer however order you'd like, and we'll finish off the show in that note. Okay. Have an unlimited amount of Mariah Carey t-shirts or Michael Bublé?
Mariah Carey, of course.
Okay.
I'm a little torn because Mariah Carey is Drop Dead Gorgeous, but Bublé is from BC, Vancouver, so I'd have to flip a coin and then I'd be happy with either one.
Awesome.
But Mariah Carey.
Probably Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Her album covers are more interesting.
Mm. Okay, have the ability to not feel cold or hot?
Hot. Because, like, when you're cold, you can always, like, put on blankets, like, put on layers of, like, clothes. But if you're hot, like, you're going to just take showers all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm from, like, Montreal, so it's always cold there, so I'm used to it. Whether, like, hot, I'm sensitive to the heat.
But don't you guys like to burn in the shower a little at the end? Like, it's kind of soothing.
It is. It is, indeed. We cool? Mm-hmm. Okay. The next, or you want to answer?
No,
you good? Okay. The next one is, be able to knit anything within 10 minutes or have the ability to heal a third degree burn completely in 1 hour. This one's a long one. So knit anything within 10 minutes or heal a third degree burn within 1 hour.
I think it's similar to your first question in a way. You're learning kind of life skills. And I think being able to be like an X-Men where you can heal third degree burns and kind of, I mean, that would be probably the most ideal superpower to have in any kind of like carnival show.
But it's very specific, and I don't know, like, I've never really encountered someone with a third degree burn, so I'm kind of jealous of my friends being able to knit. I tried to start that last year, and it was just awful. So, yeah, knitting.
Knitting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all the money you could make, like if you could heal third degree burns.
And knitting.
No, knitting makes
it's a trend.
Money.
Everyone wants a little sweater nowadays.
Actually, it's 10.
Oh,
10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last one is be in a full season of your favorite show or have dinner one-on-one or all together with five of your favorite celebrities.
I think celebrities are rude, so yeah. I'd rather be in a show.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, don't meet your idols. I really believe
in that. Have them just be mysterious in your mind.
Stay
it's
that
always
way.
Deceiving. Yeah. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Is that are we all on the same page on that one? No dinners?
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today. I hope you guys all had fun. If you guys are starting a show, please let me know and I will plug it on my show. I hope everyone has a lovely day. There is a bit of rain outside, but I believe that it's going to get sunny for a couple days starting tomorrow. So let's hope that will...
cloudy.
Is it cloudy next tomorrow or
at least dry?
At least dry, yes. Because yesterday was pouring.
Oh, yeah. Starting to have curls. Like,
yeah. Okay. I hope everyone has a lovely rest of the day, and I will see you all next week. Bye, bye, everyone.